and welcome back to the Finding Idaho podcast. Finding Idaho is a division of Realty One Group Professionals in Boise, Idaho, where we cover the greater Boise area's real estate market, and we like to promote small businesses and share about Idaho life in general. Today, we are not only talking about an Idaho-owned business, but a staple for Boise area families every fall, and I think soon to be every spring as well. We're going to learn more about our family's favorite seasonal spot, the Lowe Family Farmstead, located in Cuna, Idaho, and it is owned by our guest here today, Jim, and his wife, Hillary Lowe. Jim, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us a little bit and chat.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So I believe our family began coming, at least on a very regular basis, out to the farmstead in 2011. We had gotten back from South Dakota, where we went to school, went back to school for a couple of years, and then we came back to Meridian, and I remember driving and seeing what was at the time the big creature out next to the freeway. You guys were just across the freeway from St. Luke's in Meridian, and I just thought, we got to get the kids out there, and we've been basically going ever since. It's been a staple for us. Just being out there regularly every fall. So,
yeah, that's right. We've been here in the valley for a long time. And in the early days, we operated on leased land in a couple of different places. We spent about 10 years right there on the freeway, right across from St. Luke's in Meridian,
where the ICCU building is now, right?
That's right. Yep. And that was a great location, especially as we were getting up and going and people were learning what it meant to come visit a farm, to have that drive-by visibility. And
hard to miss it then.
Yeah. People would say, what in the world is going on over there? And
right.
And come check it out. And then over the years, that grew into a following. And we have people out to our home place now in Cuna,
mm-hmm.
For the experience right there on the farm.
Sure. Which is a little bit of a drive compared to get out there for most people. But it's worth every bit of it, right?
Yeah. For most of the population in the valley, it's a little bit of a drive. And to begin with, you know, we wondered how people would react to that.
Mm-hmm.
But for most people, it becomes part of their experience because you're actually making an intentional trip out to out to the farm, and it's not a long way, but you definitely feel like you're on the farm, and you are.
And you are. That's a lot of it. That's just it. It really is more authentic out there versus being right next to the freeway. You know, you feel like you're out there in the midst of it all because you are.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things that is really important to us, is to be true and authentic to who and what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a farm. It's our family operation. And so we want everything that we do has this nexus, has this connection to the farm. And mm-hmm. So as we make decisions about what we're going to add or how we're going to do things, it's always framed in that framework of, this is our family farm and we're inviting people out to enjoy the real deal. And
sure.
We don't want to be just some amusement park or some sort of a pop-up experience. We want people to come and enjoy the real family farm experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how you kind of got into this in the first place. How did you get started? why the farmstead in the first place?
Well, that could be a complex story, but I guess to simplify it, we got to go back to, as I was growing up, I grew up farming and ranching.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have a farm or an operation to inherit or walk into. So I always thought that, you know, it'd probably be unrealistic for me to farm on my own. It just costs mm-hmm. so much money for all the equipment and land and whatnot. I went to college studying agribusiness, thinking that I'd work for some big agribusiness company, and stumbled onto this idea of a corn maze, which was really intriguing to me mm-hmm. as this meeting of two worlds and kind of a niche market. At the time, it was just a novelty of a corn maze. And so we tried that out and saw that there could be more to it. This is something
right.
that really connects for people and that we could orient our family farming operation around. So,
mm-hmm.
so over the years, we leased ground and we grow production crops, and the corn maze was a part of that. And over the years, it's just grown and grown to be what it is now.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, looking back, I remember as a sophomore, I think, in high school, driving over here to Meridian to go to the corn maze, you know, back in the late 90s. So it's been a little while.
Yeah, those were the early days.
Yeah, the early days. You know, but that's all there was a corn maze. And, you know, and we had a blast. And, but I remember thinking, you know, what a bizarre thing to do. And yet, you know, here we were just having the greatest time, you know, doing the corn maze. And it's ever since, you know, has been a huge thing for us. Like I said, you know, we've been out there so much. In fact, we have three kids that actually have October birthdays. And so every one of them has had multiple birthday parties out at the farmstead because it's such a wonderful place to come and hang out. They've all, you know, loved being out there through, you know, the fall season. And we bring friends out for birthdays and we have a great time. So,
well, it sounds like you've got that birthday routine figured out in the fall.
Pretty easy that way.
Yeah. You know, in those first years, the corn maze was just this kind of really raw, homegrown, a little bit off the wall, wacky idea that mm-hmm. we're going to go get lost in a cornfield. This very, what seems to be very ordinary thing that is, we're going to make an attraction out of it. And it was a novelty and people thought, well, what is this? Some sort of a fad? And I guess maybe it was a little bit in those very first years, but, mm-hmm. but we recognized that it taps into something deeper than that for most people. And so over the years, it's transitioned from being this just like crazy kids in high school and college going to do something off the wall to a really family oriented. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of corporate groups that come out, school groups, but families really are the core of who comes out to experience the farm.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we realize that people want a connection to the place where they are, to the land, to what's going on, to the roots of where they are. And one of the best ways to secure that connection is through agriculture, especially mm-hmm. here in Idaho. A lot of us have some farming in our background. Might be a generation or two back there.
Right.
Might have been our grandparents' farm, or maybe we grew up on a farm but aren't around that anymore. But we want to have some connection to that for ourselves mm-hmm. and for our families. And so Low Family Farmstead has become that for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just such a great experience out there. And like you say, I think that connection, you know, to the agriculture is really important for a lot of us to just remember those roots and remember, you know, a lot of what has made Idaho such a great place, you know, to be.
Yeah, for sure. For a lot of people, it's their history or it's their family's history. Mm-hmm. For some of us, we just like to eat three times a day. So we're all connected there if we like it or not.
That's right. Exactly. Turns out we like our food. So
we do.
So as far as your current operation now, I know it sounds like your kids help out quite a bit. You and Hillary do a lot of the nitty gritty, as well as, of course, managing, you know, everyone else on the farm. Tell us a little bit about your current setup as employee wise and tell us about your kids involved in that, too.
Yeah. So Hillary and I own the business and we both operate it together. Mm-hmm. We have some full time people and some year round people to work the farm, to get things ready, to prepare for all the operations for when people are out there. During the fall season or in the lead up to the fall season, we hire about 200 seasonal farm crew, and they span the age range from high school and college to retired people mm-hmm. to stay-at-home moms to people who are working a corporate job and they just want to have
just put me on a tractor and I'll
put
come
me
out.
On a tractor and talk to people. And
that sounds like a blast to me, actually.
So. It's a ton of fun and it's refreshing. So yeah, it's quite an operation as far as the people involved. Hillary and I have three kids. Mm-hmm. Our oldest is a senior in high school this year, and our youngest is 10. And they've all grown up at the farm, and so they're fully involved. They know the ins and outs of everything, and so they've been able to start taking on leadership roles even in their young age because they've been there through it all.
Yeah. I've seen your kids out there and it's impressive to see the work ethic, you know, that they have. I saw your daughter, your oldest, last year t- taken money, and I think her name tag said something about being 17 years in the business or 18 years or something. And
yeah.
I'm looking at her going, you must be related. She's yeah, like, yeah.
Her service started the moment she was born.
That's pretty fair. So, but growing up on the farm, I mean, you know, for anybody that did grow up or was closely related to that agricultural business, I mean, it's a family affair, and it's getting up early, and there's always things that need to be done. And it's cool to see that, how that's kind of transferred in with those seasonal employees. My oldest actually worked out there one season. It was her first real job, was out there for one of the seasons. Uh-huh. And, you know, it was tough. It was tough work, and she hadn't ever worked that hard up to that point, I don't think. But she loved it. She loved, you know, being out there and that experience. And it was so cool for Nellie and I to see how you guys work with the younger crowd as far as employees are concerned, because sometimes it can be a challenge to work with that age group. And yet it's just, I think, such a blessing to work with them too, because you have the opportunity to speak into their lives in a way that, you know, sometimes us parents have a hard time getting into our own kids' head, you know, on what, you know, maybe we need to be doing. But just to see how you guys were able to instill some work ethic into these kids was really neat.
Sure. Yeah. You know, that is a fun aspect of what we do with the size of farm crew that we have, the seasonal people that come out. And I mentioned we've got people, it's their very first job. And we've got mature people who are retired and everything in between. And to see how they all work together and form a team to create this great experience for our guests, mm-hmm. is very fun and rewarding. We have a survey of our farm crew every year, and we ask them what did they learn about themselves as part of this job. And it's mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. It's really rewarding to see what they've picked up on, what they've learned about themselves, and how rewarding and enjoyable it is to just work hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think you had said earlier when we were chatting, what was it? The guy had told you people don't often.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. A buddy of mine once said, you know, people don't know how hard they can work until you show them.
Uh-huh.
And that's totally true.
I love that.
And it's just fun. It's fun to see people go through that transition of, is it okay to work this hard? Well, yeah, it is. And not only is it okay, but it feels really good when you've worked really hard and you see the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm. And you guys definitely, I mean, you have so much to go do throughout the season, and then it all kind of culminates. I mean, you have other things, of course, that you're, you know, but farming in general, I mean, even if you're just doing production crops, I mean, it's all about the culmination of the fruits of your labor when you talk about that, and you work so much for so long, and then, you know, it's a hopefully big payout, you know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the world that we live in on the farm, is it's never ending. From the moment that a crop is harvested, we're getting ready, we're preparing the soil, we're getting our mm-hmm. plan together, and we're preparing for the next year. And that work is a major investment over the whole course of a year, mm-hmm. all in anticipation, preparation for the harvest.
Yeah.
And so for us on the farm, we see that in our production crops, but we see it even more so at the farmstead as people are coming out and having this really rewarding experience mm-hmm. where they're laughing and they're having fun and they're telling stories afterwards about it. And they catch you around town, tell you about stories that they had out at your farm. And it's like, man, this is like the greatest harvest ever.
Yeah.
And this reward. And it does make that whole year's worth of investment of work and risk and the stress that comes with being ready for all of that. It makes it all worth it when the harvest rolls in.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So we've talked obviously about the corn maze and the fun there. I know that's not all that there is out there. There's a ton of things out there. Really quick, though, before we step off of the corn maze, I want to hear a little bit about the designs and how you guys kind of come up with those designs every year, because it started out pretty simple, but now there's been some elaborate stuff over the years, too.
Yeah, you bet. You know, sometimes when people think about what a corn maze is, there's a lot of different images that come to mind. You can just go out and whack a few pathways in a cornfield. all the way up to an elaborate design. And we see the maze as this platform for us, not only as for the experience of people walking through and getting lost and finding their way out and having this challenge that they overcome, but also in the aerial image, it's an opportunity to create a little work of art.
Right.
And so over the years, we've highlighted things that we think are fun, are important to Idahoans, important to us, or just will create an appealing image. And so over the years, we've highlighted some outdoor Idaho things. We've highlighted our farm dog 1 year. Anything that has kind of a connection to what we're doing. We've done some political candidates in years past that kind of go along with making the choices of left or right as you're doing all the way through the maze. And some 1 year when everything felt like it was kind of contentious in the world, we highlighted a comedian. So we had Jimmy Fallon in the maze.
And I remember that year.
It was kind of fun. The Tonight Show picked it up and got excited. We had us on the Tonight Show twice. They sent out their mascot.
It was pretty awesome.
And the whole range. We just want people to feel connected with the place where they are, with something notable and valuable. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that's how we orient our maze design.
Nice. That's awesome. And obviously that's been a huge staple of the farmstead, but there's, so many opportunities to hang out there, so many different things that you can do. I know for us, we've had season passes, for the last 11 years. And so for us, we go out and we sometimes never go into the corn maze, but we will spend time on the jumping pillow, or we'll spend time, just getting fudge and kettle corn. And actually, I saw on Instagram this morning, I'm pretty excited about the smoked chicken.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that, too.
I was like, oh, we're going to have a good time.
It's going to be good,
Dinner at the farmstead.
Yeah. So the maze was kind of how we got our start. Mm-hmm. It was how we got our start. And it continues to be an anchor attraction for us.
Sure.
Over the years, we started growing pumpkins. And so a lot of people come out to get their pumpkin. And we grow about 20 acres of pumpkins for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50 different varieties of pumpkins. And so that's really a big draw and attraction for people to come out. And sometimes they'll spend a couple hours just going through the pumpkins. And,
right.
We've started growing flowers both for the fall and the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a flower field at about several acres of flowers in the fall. And so people pick a bouquet and take pictures out in the flowers.
Oh, nice.
And then, we've got all kinds of attractions that are all kind of farm-oriented. So we've got apple blasters that shoot apples at Target.
One of my son's favorites.
we've got all these little zip lines. We call them the bee lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all woven into this farm experience. So you've mm-hmm. got the pollination station right there where you can feed the bees and see what they're doing in their hive along with the bee line. And
mm-hmm.
And so a lot of different activities and attractions, but the overarching experience is the greatest attraction. So
mm-hmm.
it's being out there in the setting on the farm, having fun doing all this stuff, having some great food, and taking some pictures and making memories with your family or your school or your coworkers or whoever your group is.
But, yes,
Just having that experience.
Absolutely. And it's a pretty awesome thing out there. So like I said, we've been out there and quite a bit, and just some of the most relaxing times, even when we're just going to go hang out by the fire too and enjoy time. Sometimes, in fact, I believe last year my wife and I actually did a date night out there. The kids all had something that they were doing, and so we just went out and had some fudge together, and we ate dinner, and we sat by the fire, and it was pretty fun and relaxing. So
yeah, and how often do we take time just to be,
yes.
just to experience the place and what you're doing, and have the fudge. You mentioned the fudge. My wife Hillary makes the fudge, and
mm-hmm.
and that's really popular. We've got we just opened up a donut shop out there.
Oh, I saw that. So that's coming too. I'm pretty excited. I forgot about that one.
So, yeah, we're excited about that. The chicken and turkey legs and, you know, kettle corn, all these things that become part of the experience of just being and soaking up the place where you are.
Nice. Okay, so we've touched on it a little bit, but kind of give us a brief explanation of what you love so much about running a business in Idaho and specifically this business.
Oh boy, that could be a long conversation. There's a lot
to
love.
That's why I said brief. I mean, we could hang out here for an hour. I'd love that too. But
yeah, you know, for me, the greatest part about this business which we have is it is our family business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with my wife Hillary with our three kids, and that's very rewarding to work together hard on a project and then see the fruits of your labors mm-hmm. come about. We've got a fantastic team of people to pull this off. It's not something that we can do ourselves.
Right.
And so it's very rewarding to work together well as a team in pursuit of this big goal, mm-hmm. which is the harvest season for us. So it's just a whole lot of fun on that end of things, interacting with our farm crew and the variety of people that come out and work for us seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see our guests come out, and this whole year's worth of preparation, anticipation, and work have it all come together with a really wonderful experience for the guest.
Right.
It's just that makes it worth it. That's what keeps us going every year. That's what keeps us going every day, is looking forward to that experience and seeing it all come about for our guests.
Right. Wonderful. Very good. Okay, so newer development out at the farmstead. We've got the spring market. Talk to us a little bit about what that's going to look like.
Yeah, so the first Saturday in May, we've got a spring market. It'll be part of our spring season
mm-hmm.
This year. Last fall, we had a market that went really well. So this will be vendors from the community that will come out and be part set up there as part of the experience at Low Family Farmstead. Over the years, we've seen that people really enjoy, I don't know if shopping is the right word, but it's farm shopping. It's
yes.
It's being there, and it's also kind of finding these little finds, these things which signify the experience. It's mm-hmm. a connection to things local. It's a connection to the farm. It's a little souvenir. It's a little product that you can use in your home. It's mm-hmm. something unique that you can't just find at any big box store.
Nice.
And so the spring market will be going on that Saturday, and there will be a lot of different vendors. It'll be just part of the experience there, so it's just part of the regular admission to come in,
mm-hmm.
Along with all the other activities and shows and things that are going on at the farm.
Exciting. Well, I know we will be out there for sure. So now
Great.
We put it on our calendar already. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. If you guys listening want any more information, their website is lowfamilyfarmstead.com. And we look forward to seeing you guys in the fall, of course, too. And this spring, we may see if we can have you on before the fall season starts again, so we can get all the latest and greatest for that. But we'll see how it goes here.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
Bye.